The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Fred Fowler, not here. Fred Fowler, let's face it. If you listen to the show for Fred Fowler, take some time off. Fred's going to be gone for like the next 2 weeks. I mean, it's a long time. I don't even know the exact amount of days, but it's a long time. So if you're one of those people who like, I hate AJ, but I listen because I like Fred, This is your notice that you can take some time away from the program. And that's okay.
We're good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good with that.
Jermaine Every is here today, also known as Black Fred.
Yeah, I'm bald. I have a dog. And I like to drink.
Okay.
And I like sports and stuff.
Okay.
All right. Now that we got that out the way. I was going to try the Fred opener. I've been practicing it. But I wasn't too confident.
Now, I don't
in
like
it.
That. I don't like when other people try to do that. So I always tell Aaron to start the show because somebody will ruin it. You would have ruined it probably.
Probably. So I'm glad we decided that you decided against that.
Yeah.
And I didn't try to force it.
Fred gave a report via Twitter on how things are going. About 2 hours ago. And let's see, the tournament started, it started noon in Vegas, which would be...
I think it's 2 o'clock our time.
Yeah, 2 o'clock our time.
Because I want to say they're 2 hours behind.
They are.
Yeah.
But 2 hours ago, Fred said he's on break.
And he's down about 25% of his staff.
But why would he be on... I mean, if it started at noon... maybe something missed. But either way, his first break, he's down 25% of his stack. Said he was on the wrong end of a sick hand, but it could have been a lot worse. Still plenty of chips to throw around. Fun table.
That's good. That's good. That's a good report to get from Fred. He also tweeted out that picture of the crowd, the size of the crowd for that one. I mean, I guess that's a pretty big turnout. I'm not sure.
I have no idea. It's not like all those people are sitting at tables.
Right, right. Yeah. I'm unfamiliar because I still haven't popped my Vegas cherry yet. So,
but they are a bunch of old men walking around, which makes me think, yeah, they're all probably playing.
Maybe they're all herding like cats towards the playing area.
It's possible.
Could be. You just never know. I mean, it looks like Fred's going to have a good time out there in Vegas with all the rest of the olds playing poker and stuff.
Exactly.
So. Hopefully he's a lot smarter than the rest of them, a lot more witty, a lot more quick-witted. And
probably not, though.
Probably. You don't think so?
He'll need to be lucky. He'll need to be lucky. Let's face it.
AJ. Damn. No,
listen. Here's what I am confident in. If you like burgers and you like beer, you should come to our station today because out front, Carbach is giving out free burgers and free beer to the first 150 listeners who stop by, and they brought me up a burger, and it is outstanding.
Really?
That is a damn fine burger. So it's the first time I've ever had the burger from them. Mm-hmm. I guess I've had a burger there before, but they've redesigned. It's a new burger.
Okay.
And it's top notch.
I remember listening to the list of ingredients that they had for the burger on one of the promos, or somebody was doing a live read for it earlier. It sounds really, really good. I wasn't sure if they were serving yet when I parked and came in, so I did not get a burger yet. But if I do get one, I will give my report on what I think about that burger.
Okay. Yeah, you should go down during a break or something. But we'll have the chef on from Carbach during the next segment, and we'll talk about it a little bit. But that's a damn fine burger, I got to say. And they're... You know, I'd tell you, even if they didn't pay me to tell you, I'd still tell you it's a damn fine burger.
But so, you know, when you find good food, you talk about it, you know, whether or not they pay you or
I
not
do.
Most of the time. So, I mean, there's a lot of good little spots and stuff like that. But I have not been to Carbach yet. Do they have BBH on tap at the brewery?
Usually.
Okay, good. Then, I need to
make always, but usually they've got some form of BBH on tap. Whether, gotcha. I mean, it might be a variant or something like that, but yeah, there's usually something going on.
I'm pretty lucky. The HEB at Brahma House, they normally have a bunch of different variables of Carbach brews there. So I get pretty lucky with if I want some Carbach, I can just pop over there and get pretty much whatever.
Yesterday, the big story yesterday was that the Patriots have filed tampering allegations against the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. It appears that that is still the case. My guess is now, after digging into it a little bit more, that the Patriots know Brian Gain, or that not Brian Gain,
Nick Caserio.
Nick Caserio wants to leave, mm-hmm. and they want to make sure that they get a draft pick and compensation for it.
Here's my thing. The guy works for you. Mm-hmm. Instead of going through this pissing match of, I'm going to file tampering charges against you guys because we know you tampered. How about just say, okay, Texans, I tell you what. We'll grant you permission to talk to him. If you end up signing him on as your general manager, you need to give us compensation in form of a draft pick. And just come up with the compensation. Keep this all under wraps. I don't understand the need to go through the NFL, file the tampering charges, go through the whole investigation. It's a bunch of BS and it's a bunch of grandstanding by an organization that's already been caught with their pants down cheating in the cookie jar numerous times.
Or it could be that it's an organization once again getting the better of a lesser organization that they repeatedly get the better of, which they do with this organization. The Texans are the Patriots own the Texans, basically. Whether it's on the field, off, it doesn't matter.
I mean, they even got a draft pick out of them for Ryan Mallett at one point in time. So I think it's more of like big brother just screwing with little brother, knowing that little brother can't do anything to harm them. And so they're going to just try to do everything they can to stick it to him and get whatever it is that they can get out of him and make it hard on him.
I also think it's sort of a, you know, this is an organization that wants to keep the guys that they've got. So, and if they're going to lose those guys, they want to make sure that they're compensated for it. So,
especially with the way Belichick has, you know, glowingly talked about Caserio in interviews, he normally doesn't, you know, go on and on about guys like that when he's asked, or he's even unsolicited have said nice things about Caserio in interviews and in media scrums and whatnot. So, I can see why they would want to go through these links to do it. It's just, you know, one of those things that the Patriots are going to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I feel bad for the Texans here. I mean, and the Patriots may also be looking at it as, like you said, a team that's gotten their hand caught in the cookie jar. They may look at it as, you know what? If this was us, we would get punished for it.
Exactly.
So
let's just get ahead of the game.
Why shouldn't people who try to do this to us be punished?
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, and they know how this goes because it happens all the time. It goes back to the old saying, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And it's only cheating if you get caught. So why not stick it to the Texans? I mean, what if there is the burden of proof is on the Patriots? What if they can prove there is some sort of paper trail and they can prove that the Texans did it? They may get penalized a first round draft pick. Now, that not necessarily wouldn't go to the Patriots, but it's hurting a potential AFC foe. So they do get some benefit out of it.
And a story that we got to yesterday late in the program about Brian Gain.
The firings
of allegedly targeting African Americans for firing has now kind of broken all over the place. We talked about it yesterday. I heard about it from a Channel 2 report, like an exclusive, and now it's all over the internet today. So we got into it a little bit yesterday, but Jeff Pope, who was the Texan security coordinator, filed a complaint with the EEOC saying that he was alleging that he was fired on the basis of race. And apparently he was targeting all minorities in leadership is what the suit alleges.
Mm-hmm. And it also says that he replaced them. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Replaced them with white males is how it was worded.
Yeah.
I mean, this could be looked at one of two ways. Brian Gain could be, in fact, a racist. He could be trying to get rid of black guys and put white guys in there. Or he could just be getting rid of the guys that Rick Smith hired because he wants to bring in his own guys who the guys Rick Smith hired just so happened to be black. There's a couple of different ways of looking at this. You can't really prove one way or the other unless you have something recorded or something in paper showing that he was, in fact, being a racist. So as a black guy, I kind of feel some type of way about that. But at the same time, if you're going to accuse somebody of that, bring a lawsuit about, you have to have something in your corner saying, yes, this guy did it solely based off race.
I wonder, I'd love to hear from black Texans fan. I'm curious if they're disenchanted with this organization, with like everything that's happened over the last couple of years. Like, I don't want to just flat out call the Texans an organization that has a race relations problem. But it sure does seem like a lot of things pop up
where there's
involving race relations that it might, like, if I were a black guy, I think I would be pretty frustrated with that. And I know you're a Saints fan.
Yeah.
So you don't have any real connection to the Texans?
No. I mean, I want the team to do good because I live here and I hate seeing mopey Texan fan and hearing them call you guys shows. But I don't have a real, like, strong connection to that team, like a real bond with that team or anything like that.
Because, I mean, it goes back to, I mean, Cal McNair with the Barack Obama speech that Dwayne Brown basically was.
Bob McNair.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, Bob McNair. And then the inmates running the prison after mm-hmm. that. And it just felt like, it just feels like there's a lot of these things that come up that it's like, you don't want to call it flat out racist, but there's a lot of things that could be considered racially sensitive that the Texans seem to keep bumping into.
Here's the thing, and I was talking about this with a good buddy of mine. He was saying, you got to understand that the owner and the former owner, now deceased, and founder of this team is a 70-something, 80-year-old white guy from South Carolina. So even though he may not be overtly racist, he may have some views that are slanted in that direction. And when you look at the multitude of the different incidences, like you named, where there's smoke, there's got to be some sort of fire. And I mean, I've been around a lot of white people who say different things that they don't think that they're being racist. But if you hear them and you're of a color and they're making a joke or a statement about, you know, your particular ethnic group, it's going to come off as racist to you. You talk to them about it. They don't think they didn't mean anything by it. And it's like I don't want to say they're overtly racist, but they're just insensitive to people of color. And that's what some of this can be coming off as.
Are you talking about Aaron in this instance?
Yeah.
Would you say that sometimes Aaron, with some of the way when he talks to you, he may talk to you in a manner that makes you think that he doesn't understand the plight of the black man?
He talks very slow and deliberate, as if I'm kind of stupid or something.
Huh. And you think that's based on race?
Solely based on race. Because he was talking to another intern out there in the bullpen. They were just having a normal conversation. We told him to talk to me. He's like, hey, Jermaine, are you ready for the show today? And he's like shaking his head while he's doing it. Like,
yeah.
You getting what I'm saying? And I said, yeah, dude, I'm good.
Okay. Well, now I know.
Yeah, you watch out for that guy.
I mean, I've had an eye on him.
Good.
As someone who fully understands the plight of the black man.
Because remember, like the last time we hosted the show together, you are fully invited to the cookout.
Yeah. I'm an honorary, I feel. So, Aaron, not so much. He's a little off, but is what it is. We got a lot to talk about today. We'll get into more with Brian Gain, more with the Texans. Boy, a super long baseball game last night. We'll discuss. And we'll discuss a Chiweenie at some point as well. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
Are you ready?
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. This is not Fred Fowler, like Fowler. Like A.J. Hoffman said in the first segment, I'm the black Fred Fowler, Jermaine Every. That is the man y'all really came to hear, A.J. Hoffman over there. And in the middle, we have a very special guest. A.J., can you introduce our special guest?
Yes, I can. David Branch is here. And what's special about David is that he's giving everybody free burgers and beer today. And he's from Carbach. He is what's your title over there at Carbach?
I'm the head chef at Carbach.
The head chef. Do you like head chef or do you like executive chef?
I'm a casual guy. Head chef is cool.
Head chef is cool. Do you have a fancy jacket with your name on it?
No, I just wear shirts. Like I said, it's casual, man. We try to keep it fun, relaxed. It's not an uptight kind of place. You know, we're not a five-star Michelin restaurant, but we put out good food.
The food is fancy, though.
Yeah. We try to jazz it up a little bit.
It's not like bar food.
No. It's definitely
like y'all
elevated.
Aren't throwing out frozen cheese sticks.
No, everything is made in the house. It's elevated food. Beer is always incorporated, but we keep it to where our customers can have a good time. They can relax and have a good meal.
Now, have you been down there slinging burgers?
Yeah, we slung a few burgers. So today we'll be giving out free burgers from 4 to 7. If you come out, you get a free Crawford-Bach burger as well as the official beer for the Astros, which is a Crawford-Bach beer. So we'll be doing that for the first 150 customers.
When did this burger come about? Because this is a new burger, I know, and it is super good.
Thank you, man. It came about 2 weeks ago. We were just trying to figure out some new items to put on and another way we could push this Crawford-Bach beer. And so we have Weekend Warrior beer and our mustard. We've got a bacon aioli on there, some of the BBH onions, which are the barrel-aged beer that we have on tap, the Hellfighter. And we got that all on top of that burger. So we're just pushing that. And for the month of June, we'll be doing a combo of the Crawford-Bach burger, and you'll get a $2 Crawford-Bach as well.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
And Christina was just telling me that you don't drink beer.
Not that I don't. I'm just allergic to it. So,
are you allergic to beer, or are you allergic to like gluten, or what is it?
To be honest, I don't know specifically what it is.
You never gone to the doctor to figure it out?
No, I haven't done the allergy panel and all that stuff.
I'd want to get that figured out.
Dude, the allergy panel is so much fun. It's like about 60-something shots that they prick you with at two different times.
That sounds horrible.
Hard pass.
That sounds horrible, but it also sounds horrible to live life just not drinking beer.
Agreed. Like I said, I'll take a little medicine sometime. I might drink a beer, too.
But can you drink booze?
Yeah. So liquor.
So you're a hard liquor guy.
I dabble.
What's your favorite?
I'm an Irish whiskey guy. So scotches, whiskeys, single malt, stuff like that.
Okay.
Brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Nice.
Yeah. Well, you drink that stuff?
Of course.
You drink the brown?
Brown bring you down. White keep you hype.
Oh.
Huh. I didn't know.
I didn't get the memo, man. I didn't get the memo.
You see, if you drink vodka, tequila, gin, you tend to do some crazy things. You drink brown liquor, whiskey, bourbon, you know, dark rums. You tend to mellow out a little bit.
That's interesting. I've never heard that.
It's scientifically proven.
I drink everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Rubbing alcohol, whatever.
Whatever. Whatever gets me wasted.
Gasoline.
Whatever gets me wasted. I prefer beer. But I like a good bourbon. I like rye whiskey.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I used to drink a lot of rum.
Really?
Because you could mix rum with damn near anything and it'd work out. I don't drink it as much now.
Yeah.
Because
you burnt yourself out.
Yeah, I think so.
It's
yeah.
One of those things you drink.
So if I'm drinking hard booze, it's very like I'm not doing shots, you know. I'm sipping.
You're sipping. Like an adult shit.
Yeah, so I'll sip on some whiskey. I'll sip on some good tequila every once in a while. I don't mind that.
Yeah, good tequilas.
And I'll occasionally have a margarita. And then sometimes I'll drink wine with my wife. That's when I'm at my manliest.
That's when you're sophisticated.
I think you've touched all the bases. You weren't lying. You do drink it.
I don't particularly like white wine though. I don't white wine it don't keep you hype. I'll say that.
I heard like red wine is better with red meat. So like if you have a nice steak dinner, you should get a nice glass of red wine with it.
Yeah.
It does. You do have to pair it accordingly in the food. So
now with the way you guys cook at the restaurant, I mean is everything. And it's in my commercials, so I know this to be true. everything you guys cook pairs with something on the menu on the beer wall.
Correct.
At Carbach. So how do you guys decide? You know, I mean, do you go through and see how you think these flavors are going to pair up? Whose job is that to decide?
Right. So we have several guys. We've got an innovation team, head brewers, et cetera, that add different notes to each beer they develop. So with those notes, we actually have innovation meetings. So we try to pair different items with the seasons, for example, or you know, whatever we have going on in the kitchen. So I kind of leave that to the guys since I can't really taste the beer and over, you know, extended period of time. So I just let the guys do that. And our GM, he does a very good job at it, pairing that stuff. And so we'll do for fall, we'll do, you know, fruitier type notes. And we came out with a Brut Rosé. That pairs very well. It's light with
Daymaker.
Yeah. So that one's been selling really well and pairs really well with our salmon dish, for example. So we try to, you know, work together and build dishes upon that.
Where'd you cook before Carbach?
I was at Alice Blue.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was there for about a year.
And you're liking Carbach?
I love it, man.
They treat you all right over there?
It's the best.
What about Eric? Is he okay?
Eric's okay. No, Eric's great. He's cool, man. He's a fun guy.
I've got questions about that guy for sure.
Yeah, everybody has questions about that guy, but he's awesome.
Does he ever try to give you marijuana?
Never. Never. Never seen him touch the stuff.
He always tries to push that stuff on me, I feel like.
I'm not going to speak out of turn.
I don't know if that's what it is, but he's always trying to hand me pre-rolled something.
Man, he makes homemade cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, it's just tobacco, man.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
He's just old school.
That actually makes some sense. That's David Branch, the head chef out at Carbach. We got 150 of these burgers, right?
Correct. 150 of these burgers, first come, first serve. They'll be served with the Crawford Bock beer as well. So you get a free burger and a beer. You can't beat that. Like I said, through the whole month of June, we'll have the Crawford Bock and for $2 and the burger combo. If you come today, we'll also be giving away free glasses, Crawford Bock glasses, if you come by the restaurant. Just a side note for Sunday, it is Father's Day, so we'll have a new menu out. For anybody that comes out, we'll be doing a bone-in pork chop, a filet, as well as steak frites with a ribeye. So come out and try out the Good Eats.
That's a good deal.
What time do you guys open on Sunday?
11. So we'll be open 11 till 10 on Sunday.
I'm planning on coming back in town on Sunday morning, so I might swing by before
come
I swing
by
to
and
the
get a bite,
town,
man. It's going to be busy. Give me a call or give somebody a call ahead. We can set you up with a little reservation.
Nice.
Get you rolling, man.
Nice.
Listen, this guy's not a real celebrity. All right, you don't worry about that.
No, see, I treat everybody equal, man.
No, we can't.
You can
do that.
Be a celebrity, or you can be off the street, man. I'm no, a,
don't
I'm
don't
a
give him a reservation.
Well, look, why don't you go Sunday?
You wait in line with the people,
and then I go with you on your reservation.
You think I want you at
celebrity?
My Father's Day dinner? I mean, give me a break.
Well, I'm just.
I got enough kids.
Yeah,
you got enough kids. I don't need you under my wing.
Look, I'm going to drop one off in Louisiana. So I'm going to be down a kid, and then the other one's going to be babysitting the puppy, which
you're
we'll
dropping
talk about
off
next.
A kid?
Yeah.
On Father's Day, you're getting rid of a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, you're nasty, man.
Damn.
You're dirty, man.
Look, we got plenty of time to talk about that
later. You're the worst dad at this table.
No, I'm the best dad at this table.
That's impossible. Oh, man. That's impossible.
Trust me.
You know what I'm doing on my Father's Day?
What are you doing?
Coming to Carbach.
I'm going to be in Dallas coaching baseball.
That's terrible. You have terrible kids then. They should be doing something for you on Father's Day.
Yeah. But you know what? When you're a real good dad, you don't worry about that stuff.
Ooh, you know, but when you're a really good dad, you say, you know what? You take your daughter to Louisiana to go and be with her family on Father's Day because that's what she wants to do with her summer.
Yeah. When you're a really good dad, your parents don't want to get away from you for the whole summer.
No.
Especially they're like, hey, can you drop me off on Father's Day?
It's not me.
I'm trying to sting you on this. Yeah, I need you to drop me off on Father's Day.
He's shooting slugs, right?
Yeah, not Saturday. Sunday, when it says Father's Day on the calendar, I want you to see that, and I want to leave your house for a long while. That's all good. That's David Branch from Carbach. You guys head out there on Father's Day. Head out there and head down 5353 West Alabama. I don't know how many burgers they've got left. They're damn good, and you know Crawford Bock is obviously good. And you know what people love more than good burgers and good beer is free good burgers and beer. That's pretty much everybody's favorite thing. So stop by and they'll hook you up down there in the front parking lot at our radio station. No need for you to come up here. No, I know everybody wants to meet Jermaine. Listen, meet him in the parking lot after the show. He'll sign autographs. He'll take pictures. Not until the show's over, though. All right, we'll be back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I am Jermaine Every, filling in for Fred Fowler. That is the man, the myth, the legend, AJ Hoffman. And we also have Aaron, who we think is could be a racist.
No. Just think maybe he's
racially insensitive is the term, yeah. I believe we coined it.
Yeah, he's just not racially aware. That's yeah, what there I like you go. To say.
I'm not woke.
Yeah, you're not. You're not. Sure, woke. You're for sure not woke. I got to read a bunch of these things because I didn't read any yesterday. It's pretty much it's Fred's job to do this stuff. And when he's not here, I'm not used to picking up his slack.
Only worry about the three I gave you today.
No, so, I already talked to Courtney. I have to make up some of these other ones.
Okay.
But join us out at Big City Wings tomorrow from 4 to 7 p.m., the Rayford Road location up in Spring. Come enjoy some of their limited-time menu items like their honey bun burger and sour cream and onion wings. We'll be there tomorrow from 4 to 7 at Big City Wings Rayford location. Barry Laminack will be doing that show with me. And let's see. Oh, how about this one? Head out to the second annual MicroZears Heisman Players Weekend. It's coming up June 20th through 23rd. All benefiting the MicroZear Cancer Foundation weekend. Full of former Heisman winners and fun events, including 36 holes of championship golf at Black Horse Golf Club, a father-son lunch with the athletes, and a memorabilia show out at the Wyndham. For more information and reserve your spots, head to hometeamevents.org. I've been talking to these guys who are putting this thing on. It's a really, really cool event. So if you want to have a chance to meet a bunch of Heisman, former Heisman winners, and other NFL athletes, that's a pretty cool opportunity. Hometeamevents.org. All right, that's two. I've got three more over the course of the day.
Spread them out, get them done.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. I'll figure out how to do it, how to make it all work. It's so much. I work too hard. It's what it boils down to.
Yeah, you do work pretty hard now.
What do you mean now? What the hell's that supposed to mean?
Well, because you have you wear the big hat now.
I'm not wearing a hat.
Well, figuratively speaking, AJ. You figuratively wear a bigger hat now than you did before.
Okay. Well, I always wear a white hat because I'm a good guy.
Why does it have to be white?
That's just how they do it in the cowboy movies.
So because I'm wearing a black hat, am I a bad guy?
You would be a bad guy.
Okay. Okay. Aaron's wearing a dark colored hat too.
Also a bad guy. Are you trying to insinuate that bad guys can only be black?
I didn't say it. You did.
You were trying to insinuate that that's what I was saying.
No,
but
you
then
said it.
I pointed out Whitey over there in the dark hat, and he's also a bad guy.
But see, you said that. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I knew what you were getting at.
I was just saying you basically were.
No, you were trying to paint me in the corner.
No. You were coordinating color with goodness. The lightness of the color means good. The darkness of the color means bad.
Only in hats.
Only in hats?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry, I was picking up on a different vibe from you. I thought you were also racially insensitive.
No, why would you think that?
Sorry. I forgot you did get invited to the cookout. So.
Jeez. I'm a man of the people.
You are. You are. A man of all people.
Unlike you, I got to tell you.
What did I do now?
Well, first of all, you're a bad dad.
How am I a bad dad?
I mean, you're an absentee father. Your daughter's leaving the house.
I'm an absentee father?
Yeah, she doesn't want to be around you.
Okay.
Today was a big day. It was your daughter's recital, and you were like, oh, I'm going to fill in on the blitz today. When I sent him an email, I was like, hey, do you want to do the blitz today? And he was like, I don't know. My daughter's got her recital. She's been working on this thing for 6 months, and this is the last performance. And I was like, oh, it's no big deal, dude. You should go spend that time with your daughter. And he was like, no, I'm going to do the show. And I was like, no, really, really. And he's like, they'll record the show, and I'll tell her I was there, but I'm not really going to go. I'll be there to do the show.
Okay. Let's tell the people what really happened.
That's exactly what happened.
No, what really happened was AJ, he messaged me. He's like, hey, can you do the show? I said, yeah, let me see if I can get off work in time to do the show. I'll let you know tomorrow morning. And good thing my boss was nice enough. He says, yeah, I'll block you. I'll make sure you can get off in time.
Okay.
My daughter doesn't do recitals. She hasn't done a recital in quite a number of years.
Did you go to it?
Yes.
All of them?
Of course I did. Of course.
You never missed one?
No. Now, I did want to leave after she performed. I was ready to leave. I wasn't going to sit through all the rest of it, but I had to.
Yeah. I'm not sure about your dad skills yet.
But the real reason we're going down there is I have a cousin who's getting deployed to Korea for a year, and he's coming in town that weekend so all the family can see him before he leaves. So having a party for him on Saturday. And my daughter decided to coordinate this trip with my mom so that she could go and stay with my mom for a couple weeks, and they can go to California and shop and eat, and she can basically be spoiled rotten.
Okay. And she decided that Father's Day was the best day to do it.
She decided, well, Dad, we're driving down there, so can I just stay with Cindy? And I was like, well, I guess. You know, did you talk to her? Oh, yeah, we already talked about it.
Okay. Well, the other thing, and I don't know if we have enough time to get into it completely. When did you got a new dog?
Yes.
Have you had a dog before?
Never.
You've never had a dog in your life?
The last time I'll tell you I had a dog, I was my senior year of high school.
What year was that?
97, 98.
You graduated your class in 98?
Yeah.
Okay. Same as me.
Yeah.
So, did you go to your class reunion?
No, I didn't.
I didn't go either.
We were supposed to plan this big thing, and then it fell through, and then everybody just decided, well, we can just all get together somewhere and do something, you know, fun on that weekend, and I ended up not going.
Did you graduate in a small town?
No. New Orleans.
Oh.
Metairie. Actually,
some of the people were like, let's get to get like just your buddies or what?
No, it was like a bunch of people from the class of 98 at our high school. I mean, it was about 50 or so people, I think, showed up.
How many people are you still in touch with from high school?
Oh, a good number.
I'm almost good in touch with no one from high school.
Really?
Yeah.
How popular were you in high school?
I mean, relatively, I guess. I wasn't the prom king.
Right. I wasn't prom king either, but I'm just like...
I did all right.
Not to toot my own horn or anything, but...
You were a cool kid?
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, I got stuffed in trash cans.
Seriously?
No.
I was about to say, you're full of it. No, but like it started off our sophomore year. I went to a different school my freshman year. Went to East Jefferson my sophomore year. And we would sit in the middle of the schoolyard and eat our lunch. We'd always play spades, dominoes, and different things like that. Mm-hmm. By the end of our sophomore year, like, everybody wanted to come and hang out with us. Well, fast forward to our senior year, and it was just like, the school had to tell us, like, hey, can you guys do something about controlling this crowd in the middle of the schoolyard? You know, it's getting kind of out of hand, blah, 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 blah. So we were pretty popular as sophomores, and it just grew until we were seniors.
Yeah, I was a loser.
Stop lying.
No, I was. Weren't. Yeah. I was on the chess team. I was in the math club.
You're so full of it. You play football, dude. You just told the story yesterday about your first dip and you threw up before the football
game. Yeah, that was a different school.
Such a bad liar.
A different school.
Different school, different AJ?
Different AJ.
Gotcha.
Different guy.
So you had a personality transplant between.
That's right.
You got injected with the cool gene.
No. I'm still not very cool. I think people think I'm cool because I'm on the radio. Some people do. Mm-hmm. Some people hate me because I'm on the radio, which that's fine too. I'm not like some super fun guy. I don't really do anything fun. I'm just kind of float through the cosmos. You know.
Got you.
But back to the whole point of this, mm-hmm. and we'll get to it on the other side of this break. After 20 some years, you get a new dog.
Yeah, it wasn't my idea. Trust me. trust me, it was not my idea.
Okay. We'll talk about what kind of dog it is.
We'll get into the whole dynamic.
I want the background of this.
You got this.
We'll be back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We are back on The Blitz. It's Burger Day. Everybody stop by our office, 5353 West Alabama, out front. And there'll be Crawford Bock and Carbock Burgers for free. The first 150 people. I don't know how many they've served. Maybe we should send an intern down and get a report, Aaron. An update. Figure out exactly where we're at, because, you know, I wouldn't want people to drive all the way over here and then be disappointed and heartbroken they didn't get a burger. What'd you think of that burger?
It was damn good.
I told you. That's a pretty damn good burger,
really,
man.
Really good.
Before the break, we were talking about you getting a new dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard before the show what kind of dog it was.
Yes.
A Chiweenie.
Yes.
Which I don't know a lot about dogs, but I'm guessing that's a cross between a Chihuahua and a Dachshund.
Yeah, Chihuahua and a Weenie dog. Yeah.
Dachshund. Yeah. Chihuahuas are the worst dogs.
Oh, I despise Chihuahuas.
Why would you get something that's half Chihuahua?
Here's the thing. This was sprung on me on late Friday night, Saturday morning. So couple Saturdays ago, I had to work. I was at work. The wife and the kids decided, hey, they've been doing all this research. Saturday mornings at Petco, they have dogs up for adoption that they bring in. You can look and, you know, get a feel of the dog. They take information, so on and so forth. So they go while I'm away at work and check out all the dogs, check out the people for the adoption agency. Say, okay, we'll be back next Saturday and we'll really, you know, get into this. Okay, cool. So Friday night comes and the wife is like, you don't have to work tomorrow, right? I said, no. You don't have to answer the work phone from home tomorrow. No, you're off. Yeah, I'm off. No work, no answer phones, no nothing. Okay, good. Well, I'm just telling you to be prepared because we're going to go and look at a dog for an adoption tomorrow. Okay. I'm like, what the? Like, are you
not
serious?
Like dogs? Are you not a dog person?
Here's the deal. For the last 15, almost 16 years, my day job, I do cleaning for a company that moves in the niche market for all the riches in town and things like that. And I see what all these dogs do to all these rich people's houses day in and day out for the last 15, almost 16 years. I'm not a rich. I can't afford to just replace my sofa or get an odor treatment on my rug or, you know, just recover my silk sofa because the dog or cat decided to pee on it or whatever.
Okay.
So, fast forward, we get there, and I'm like, okay, I'll go. Because I want to see what kind of dog y'all are looking at.
Okay.
They told the lady specifically, we want a nice, chill, relaxed dog. We don't want a hyper dog. We don't want to get a really big dog either because, you know, we don't want a dog jumping all over stuff, you know? And we don't want to pick up big clumps of poo or have to clean up big puddles of pee and so on and so forth. We don't want something that's going to knock our
daughter
down.
You got a big yard?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty big. So they're looking at these dogs, and there was this one, maybe about 20 or so, 25 pounds. It may grow to be upwards of about 40, 50 pounds or so.
Okay.
Very chill, very relaxed dog. He's in his kennel. He's just laying there kind of observing everybody. And right next to him was this dog that was absolutely going insane.
You don't want that one.
Hell no. So we're like, okay, this dog seems pretty chill. And the lady walks up, and she's holding, you know, the little Chiweenie in her arms. And my daughter sees it, and she's like, oh, mom, look. And then my son, who's like my height, He's like, oh, yeah, he looks pretty cool. And my wife's like, oh, he's so cute. He's so cute. So they're holding and playing with him. Now they're getting attached. And the lady says he won't get no bigger than 15 pounds. He's very laid back. You know, he was the runt of the litter, you know, so on and so forth. So they're starting to get attached to the dog.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, how big does this dog get? She says, no more than 15 pounds. I said, okay, he'll probably be about 20 pounds. I'm overestimating, right? I said, is he really this chill all the time? Oh, yeah, he likes to be held like a baby. He likes watching TV. I'm like, yeah, right. She's putting it on thick. She's trying to get us to take this damn dog home because she's tired of fostering it. We sat there for about an hour or so with the dog. He never barked, never got out of line, you know, didn't whimper or cry very much. Pretty chill dog. They fast-tracked the adoption. She brings him over on Sunday night. Kid's name is Max. The only time I've heard that dog bark in almost a week was when my son was changing out the trash bag in the kitchen. You know how you open it, flap it to kind of open it up? He stood on all fours, perked up, and barked at that. That was it. He's a good dog. Good dog. And I didn't want a big dog.
How old is that dog?
He's 6 or 8 weeks now. Yeah, he's like 8 weeks.
Okay. You don't know if it's a good dog then. It's a puppy.
No, he's going to be. He doesn't have a choice.
Okay. You're a big dog expert. You haven't had a dog in 20 years. You don't know what you're doing.
I've been around dogs, AJ. I know people who have dogs.
That doesn't mean you know how to take care of a dog.
What? Dude, it's not that hard. It's not a kid.
Aaron knows us. We've got kids. That doesn't mean that he knows how to have a kid.
I bet he can babysit one.
What makes you think that?
I don't know if I would trust myself to do that.
Yeah, he has no experience.
Dude, I guarantee you, if my kids were like 6 and 9?
What do you do for your real job?
I'm a what they call quote-unquote textile consultant. I just go around and do price quotes about cleaning floors and upholstery, rugs, and all okay. that kind of stuff. Tile.
What if I just said, oh, I've got tile at my house. I'm an expert. I can do your job.
No, you can't.
Exactly. Because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, but have you been around that business long
enough? No, I've been around tile and carpet my whole life.
But have you been around people who do that, who take care of it? Have you talked to them and been, you know, going back and forth with them?
No.
Okay, then you can't be a tile expert.
I don't need to because I've been around it my whole life.
No. You have to be around people who do
no,
it.
No, you just have to get experience. You need experience.
Exactly. So you can't just
know people who have experience.
It's experience by osmosis.
No, that's not real.
Come on, man.
That dog is going to tear up your house.
And no, he... Don't you put that evil on me, AJ Hoffman.
And you say, oh, I didn't want a big dog. I don't want a big dog. I've got a... my dog's probably about 85 pounds. And that dog doesn't ruin my couch. You know why?
Why?
Because she's not allowed on the couch.
Yeah. Exactly.
She's smart enough to know she's not allowed on the couch.
Exactly. So when she tries to get on the couch when she was a puppy, you made sure you deterred that behavior, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
This is the difference. My big dog is a German Shepherd. Your dog is a mix of two of the stupidest kinds of dogs. It's going to be an idiot dog.
No, it is not.
Yeah.
Dude, he already pees on the puppy pad. He poops and pees on the puppy pad.
Oh, look at you, and Mr. Dog Parent.
He knows not to get... Don't pees ever on say the puppy that again. Pad. That is, I hate that term, dog parent. Or fur parent, fur dad.
What do you call it?
It's my dog. It's a dog. It's not a kid.
So what would you say? You're a dog owner? It's a piece of property?
Yeah. It's my dog. Mm.
That's pretty insensitive.
And? I own the dog. It's my dog.
Mm. The dog's a part of your family.
Oh, my God. You sound like my wife now.
Your wife white?
No.
Oh. Now why'd you say it like that?
Why did you assume my wife was white?
I asked if she was white. I didn't assume anything.
Yes, you did.
Did you hear me ask that in a question form, Aaron?
Yes.
I said, is your wife white?
You assumed she was white because you said I didn't. You sound like my wife calling the dog a fur baby.
No, and I asked if your wife was white because white people and black people look at dogs in the house differently.
Yes, they do.
Like your dog, when you were growing up, was your dog a house dog?
Hell no.
It stayed outside, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially my Rottweiler. Ricky was too damn big to be in the house.
He'd
knock everything down.
I had dogs who slept in my bed when I was growing up. So, Yeah, I don't let the dog sleep in my bed now.
I hope not, as big as your dogs are.
My dog now has a job to do. She's a part of the family, but she's a working dog. She's a security dog.
Okay.
But your dog, I don't think there's a job that's going to really fit that kind of a dog.
He's a comfort dog. He's like a dog to just hang out with you and stuff. That's the only purpose.
Okay.
To keep the kids entertained.
We'll see how comfortable it is when he eats your couch or does something stupid.
Oh, no. He'll never do that.
Okay. That's a bad dog. I'm warning you now. Mark the tape right now when I tell him his dog is going to be a bad dog and save it, because one day he's going to come in and that dog is going to have done something really stupid, and I'm going to remind you that I warned you of this. How do you have no say in what kind of dog you get anyway? What kind of man of the house are you?
This is what happened. I told them, I said, if we ever were to get a dog, it cannot be a big dog, because big dogs have big poops and big pees and they have big body oil stains.
Don't you have kids?
Yeah, they're 16 and 13.
That sounds like the perfect age to go pick up dog crap.
Exactly. I don't want them to pick up big clumps of dog crap. I don't want the, it's disgusting. Dude. But
little crap is okay?
Yes, because it's easier to pick up.
Poop is poop.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever seen a urine stain from a big dog and a urine stain from a smaller dog?
No, you know why? Because my dog pees outside.
Exactly. Our dog does too, except when he pees on the puppy pad in the house.
Yeah, mine doesn't do that.
Yeah, because you know why? Because your dog would saturate the puppy pad, the pee pad, or whatever the hell they call it.
Yeah, my dog is way too smart to pee on a pad. My dog knew how to, I mean, she's smart. You got a dummy dog.
My dog is stupid.
That's a stupid dog. I've never met it, but I can tell you now, that's a stupid dog. It's the same thing I told Fred when he's like, my wife wants to get a dog. She wants a Dalmatian, and he got a Dalmatian. I was like, oh, Fred, Dalmatians are so dumb. And sure enough, I mean, Fred loves his dog, and it's cute.
Oh, yeah.
It's cute. I don't think it's cute. I think it's a weird-looking dog, but Fred thinks it's beautiful. And, I mean, I guess that's like kids. I wouldn't
say it's cute. It's a cool-looking dog.
But it's a dummy. I mean, that's a dumb dog, because it's a Dalmatian. And, I mean, I'm not saying, I don't want to, like, you know, paint all Dalmatians into the dumb box, but most of them are dumb. Almost every Chihuahua I've ever met is an idiot. An idiot. And now you've got, like, one that's mixed with a Dachshund, which they're not known for being real smart either. You're not creating good stock here, is what I'm saying.
Dude, trust me. Trust me.
And you had no control over the situation as a man.
No, I had a lot of control over the situation.
You should have said, we're not getting this dog.
No, I wanted that dog because of his personality. It was a real laid-back, calm, cool, collected personality.
Okay. We'll see about that. It's 8 weeks old. You'll see. We'll take a call on some dogs on the other side. I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you own your home and you want to save some money, that makes sense, because like Jermaine, you probably got a dog that's going to wreck your home, and you'll need some money to repair it. And it used to take hours to get a reliable home quote, and now you can get it done in 15 seconds. TGS has this new system, gives you a firm quote almost instantly using nothing but your address, and they're going to save you some money. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage in seconds. And we're talking about legit savings. How about over $870 on average in 2019? Their online rating's nearly perfect. These guys know what they're doing. And you don't even need to wait for your renewal, because TGS will take care of the back end, the paperwork, the hassle, so you don't have to. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving now.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station, ESPN 97.5.